Iran's propaganda film about the coming of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, The Coming is Upon Us, set to be broadcast in 2011. This film was made by the office of Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and the Basij Militia, the volunteer force of Iran. It was shown to the Revolutionary Guards and senior clergy by the Iranian state in 2011. The Coming is Upon Us. Peace on the Mahdi, beloved of all living things in the earth and sky. And peace to all those who prepare for his coming and await the rising of the sun with great hope. Scrutiny of the Hadiths resolves the mysteries about Hazrat Mahdi's appearance. Iran's erroneous interpretations of the Hadiths about the coming of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. Error 1. The belief that Jerusalem has to be captured by armies and that Israel must be destroyed in order for Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, to appear. They asked Imam Ali, "Will these scourges and disorder last long?" Imam Ali replied, "No, until the Arabs rid themselves of others' influence, take back control, and possess a powerful determination. At that time, they shall conquer the land of Palestine, and the Arabs will be victorious and united." Then, additional forces will arrive from the land of Iraq with flags which have a Al-Quwat written on it. The current Palestinian generation will witness the defeat of Israel. Iranian newspaper, Kayhan. They attacked Lebanon, that was a mistake. They attacked Gaza, that was a mistake. They attacked the boats, that was a mistake. These mistakes, one after another, show that the murderous Zionist regime of Israel is reaching the final fall and destruction of its own non-existence. With the start of a new war, the destruction of Israel is certain. Nasrullah, Iranian newspaper, Kayhan. The annihilation of the Zionist regime and the conquering of Baitul Maqdi, Jerusalem, is one of the most important events in the Age of the Coming. Error 2. The belief that the soldiers of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, must wage an armed struggle against the way of the Dajjal, anti-Messiah. The events in Iran on the threshold of the coming. According to trustworthy hadiths, one major sign of the imminence of the coming is a revolution in Iran, and this will prepare the conditions for the activities that will be set in motion across the world for the coming of the last Messiah, Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. A man from the city of Qom will call people to the truth. There will be people with iron hearts around him. Storms will not weaken them. They will not be wearied by war nor frightened of engaging it. I can see the victims of oppression emerging from the east and demanding justice, but when this is not granted them, they will draw their swords and oppose the foe. Thus they will enjoy success, but they will not be satisfied until everyone rises up and regards the last Messiah, Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, as the guide to truth, and those of them who are killed will be martyrs. Imam Muhammad Bakir. Error 3. The belief that Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will need a powerful army in order to appear. The hadiths describe particular characteristics and signs of Sayyid Khorasani, a courageous man from the Bani Hashem people will emerge from the province of Khorasan with black flags and has a sign in his right hand. Sayyid Khorasani will hand over the flag of Islam to the last Messiah, Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. Sayyid Khorasani has a strong and mobilized army. Sayyid Khorasani is a leader of the people who rise up from the east. Shouldn't Sayyid Khorasani have a strong army in order to be victorious in the intense wars to take place before the coming? The Islamic Republic of Iran possesses modernized warships. It has hundreds of modernized bomber planes. It has thousands of modernized rocket launchers and millions of volunteer soldiers willing to be martyred. It has become one of the greatest powers in the Middle East. Following a meeting with leaders of the Zionist regime, the American chief of the general staff announced that the option of a military confrontation is no longer possible. The great majority of Iranian religious scholars believe that the Sayyid Khorasani spoken of in the hadiths refers to the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Number 4. The belief that a military alliance is needed in the war against evil. Another key name in the time of the coming is Yemeni. His presence is another portend that the coming is close at hand. Some scholars believe that this person known as the Yemeni is Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah. Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah has a banner of jihad, beloved by both Shiites and Sunnis. Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah regards himself as a soldier of Imam Khamenei. So it is clear that Sayyid Khorasani and the forces of the Yemeni will stage the revolution against Satan. Error 5. The belief that Mahmud Ahmadinejad will capture Jerusalem with his armies before the coming of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. Another significant figure in the time of the coming is Shuaib bin Saleh. According to the hadiths, Shuaib will go into action 72 months before the coming. Shuaib will be given the post of commander-in-chief by Sayyid Khorasani. Could Dr. Ahmadinejad be Shuaib bin Saleh, the great commander of Islam before the coming of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him? According to the hadiths, Shuaib will be confirmed in his post by Sayyid Khorasani and will be made the commander of Iranian military forces when the coming is imminent. There are several hadith that point to Shuaib's final goal of conquering Baitul Maqdi, Jerusalem, and that this holy land will be conquered by him and his forces when the coming is very close at hand. Error 6. They're awaiting the death of Saudi King Abdullah in disorder in Saudi Arabia for the coming of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. According to the hadiths, following the death of a leader called Abdullah, disputes and a power struggle will intensify in Saudi Arabia, and these will continue until the coming of the last Messiah, the Mahdi. It is striking that there has not been a king of Saudi Arabia called Abdullah for the last 100 years. The presence of a king named Abdullah and his sickness and his uncertain condition are great glad tidings for those excitedly awaiting the coming. When the death of King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia is confirmed, it will confirm that the coming of the Mahdi is imminent. The coming is certain once King Abdullah dies. Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will not cause one drop of blood to be shed and will not waken the sleeper. Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, is a man of peace who avoids war. Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will cause the moral values of the Quran to rule the world, not by war, but with love and telling people of Allah. Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will follow in the path of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he will not waken the sleeping man, and no blood will be shed. Portents of Doomsday, page 163. In his, Hazrat Mahdi's, peace be upon him, time, nobody will be woken from his sleep, and nobody's nose will be made to bleed. El Kavlul, Muhtasar fi Alamatil, Medih il Muntazar, page 44. He will eradicate hatred and enmity. He will fill the world with peace as a bowl is filled with water. There will be unity of religion, and none other than Allah will be worshipped. The people of war will abandon their weapons. Sunan ibn Majah, 10, 334.